You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Time to talk Cubs as we are knee-deep in the holiday season. I'm Dave Brandon with Cubs TV voice, Lynn Casper. Lynn, look, the Chicago Cubs made all the noise that there was to be made at the winter meetings. It has been an active offseason for this team. Theo Epstein and Joe Maddon have had a lot to talk about. Now, as broadcasters, you look at this team, a lot of things addressed to this point. Is there more to be done, or are the Cubs pretty much ready to go?
Well, I'm not sure that Theo Epstein is ever quite satisfied. That's number one. he worries and has talked in the past about trying to, quote, win the offseason. The idea here is to win the World Series, not to garner the most headlines in the offseason. So these moves were made simply to improve the ball club, not necessarily to make headlines. But when you're coming off a 97-win campaign, it would be pretty easy to not mess with things. And while the nucleus remains intact, I think the sweep at the hands of the Mets in the National League Championship Series, while you don't want to overreact, I think the bottom line was the Cubs need a little more contact in their lineup. So Ben Zobrist added to the mix, Jason Hayward, who's an elite player all around, and then some rotation depth with John Lackey, who by the end of the season and into the playoffs was one of the top two or three starters for the St. Louis Cardinals. So you steal away Lackey and Hayward from your top rival in the division. You bring in a guy in Ben Zobrist who played for Joe Maddon for 9 seasons in Tampa Bay. Brings a lot of versatility. I think he's going to be the everyday second baseman, but obviously late in a game in a National League ballpark, can play a lot of different positions. He's a switch hitter. So I think it really sets up well for Joe in his second year as the Cubs manager.
I would say they set up well. You mentioned, taking two big pieces from their division rival, the St. Louis Cardinals, who have been relatively quiet this offseason. It has long been the Cardinals' division to kind of lord over. The Cubs certainly made a run at it in 2015. Do you see this now, though, as the Cubs' division to lose?
I think it's the Cardinals' division until it's not. sounds like an obvious statement, but you're right. To sit here and look at what's gone on this offseason and say that the Cardinals are going away would be foolish. They always find a way. They've got a lot of talent on their roster. We don't know what their opening day roster will exactly look like, Dave, but for me, I think the health of Carlos Martinez, Adam Wainwright returning, and then the continued health of two veteran guys who have been Cub killers in their career, and that's Matt Holliday and Yadier Molina. And if those guys can stay on the field for a majority of 2016, I think the Cardinals will be right there as they always are. And then you've got the Pittsburgh Pirates who are saying, hey, guys, don't forget about us. We won 98 games last year. So this division boasted the top three teams in terms of regular season record last season. So the Cubs have just upped the ante, I think. And it's now, I guess, up to the Cardinals and the Pirates to respond. But I don't think either of those organizations is necessarily going to be intimidated by what the Cubs have done. I expect these three teams to be the cream of the crop once again next season.
Is it a silly thing to worry about expectations in a market? I mean, the Cubs, they're a great story, always a great story. I can't think in recent years of an offseason that would have generated as much optimism as Theo Epstein and company have generated this year. What about those expectations and how all that plays out in Chicago at Wrigley Field?
Well, you're right. That was a conversation that was had here toward the end of this past season when the Cubs made their run all the way to the NLCS. In a lot of people's minds, they got there maybe a year ahead of time. And so if a Cubs team could ever, quote, fly under the radar, I think it was the 2015 97 win, Chicago Cubs. But that's in the past now. You're right. The expectations will be sky high. I would have a hard time believing going into spring training that there would be a higher team on all the Las Vegas, odds to win the World Series. People want to see the Cubs do well. They want to see them break the drought. And I think there will be a ton of expectations. Having said that, I think Joe Maddon welcomes that. I don't think Theo Epstein minds it, but it's very difficult to win 97 games. So theoretically, this could be a better team on paper in 2016 and maybe even a team that wins the division but doesn't win as many games as it did last year. It's such a tough division. It's a very tough league at the top. You know, the Diamondbacks went out, got Zach Greinke. We know the Dodgers aren't afraid to spend money. I think the Nationals will rebound from the year they had. The Mets have all that young starting pitching. So it's a very difficult league, and as good as the Cubs are on paper right now, I don't think they're going to take anything for granted.
Good points, too, about, you know, number of wins in a season, but when it, at the end of the day, it's all about those number of wins in the postseason, right? And they may just be better suited with this group than they were last year.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a couple of issues that kind of reared their heads in the postseason, and this team is going to strike out a lot. This young group is going to hit home runs. They're going to take their walks. They're going to swing and miss. So, you know, I would expect the Cubs probably to lead the league again in strikeouts. But you bring in Zobrist, you bring in Hayward, guys who get on base, maybe make a little bit more contact, bring that veteran presence, getting guys in with less than two outs and runners in scoring position. And then the rotation depth. The Cubs had the Cy Young Award winner in Jake Arrieta. You know, can he put up a 1.6 ERA like he did last year? That would be very difficult to fathom. I thought John Lester adjusted well after struggling in the first month to becoming a National League pitcher. So you feel good about 1 and 2, but in the postseason, they had a real hard time finding that number three guy, and I think they believe John Lackey can be that guy. And they may not be done. And here's the other thing to think about. With all of the prospects they still have, and not only guys who are at the big league level but have yet to make their major league debut, the Cubs could wait and go all the way to the trade deadline and then maybe add a starting pitcher for the stretch run. I think that's altogether possible.
And yet, at the same time, from the outside, I got to tell you, it's hard to imagine. It's just unreal what they've been able to do. Well, Len, man, always great to sit down and talk a little baseball with you. Have a great holiday season. Happy New Year, which takes on certainly new and more exciting meaning this time around for the Chicago Cubs.
I'm always excited for spring training, but maybe this year more than most. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, no doubt. There it goes. Len Casper, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.